Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Neve and Miko with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Sunshine Coast environmentalists are outraged after the state government approved 150 hectares for a massive music festival and event site in Coochin Creek. The Kaminsky Group submitted the application for the area bordered by the Pumice Stone Passage, part of the Ramsar-listed Moreton Bay Marine Park. So the site has the capacity to bring in about $100 million worth of expenditure to the region. However, there are major concerns for bushfire risks and environmental damage. Stars of the new Wuthering Heights movie have made surprise appearances during Valentine's Day screenings across Brisbane. The Queensland-born actors Margot Robbie and Jacob Elordi surprised moviegoers in cinemas in New Farm, Red Hill and Chermside on Saturday. The pair, who play the famous lovers Cathy and Heathcliff in the latest adaptation of Emily Bronte's classic novel, wished audiences a happy Valentine's Day, handing out roses and lollies as gifts. Elordi and Robbie's pop-in appearances at local cinemas concludes their worldwide press tour. In national news, South Australian marine biologists are investigating the disappearance of a shiver of sharks as they suspect recent algal blooms in the water have pushed the local species to the brink of collapse. The Port Jackson sharks have all but disappeared from the Adelaide metro area as researchers have failed to find any shark eggs following the breeding season this year. Citizen scientists using the iNaturalist app have been able to identify the remains of 700 Port Jackson sharks since the start of the algal bloom, but researchers are unsure if the bloom killed them or drove the wider population away. There are still populations of sharks outside the metro area unaffected by the algae.
Wildlife authorities are on the hunt for a juvenile humpback whale that was spotted tangled in netting over the weekend near Wilson's Promontory. The Department of Energy, Environment and Climate Action had failed to find the whale during a helicopter search on Sunday, though the search will resume today after more sightings were confirmed. Marine researchers say that it is strange to see a whale in the area at this time, leading to the working assumption that the juvenile is lost and has not been able to depart due to the netting restricting it. In international news, five European nations have accused Moscow of having used a toxin from a poisoned dart frog to kill the late Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny 2 years ago. Britain, France, Germany, Sweden, and the Netherlands said in a joint statement that they would be referring Russia to the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons for a breach of the convention. All five countries were able to test samples from Navalny's body, and all found conclusively that poison dart frog toxin was used. Navalny was found dead in 2024 as he was serving a 19-year prison sentence, which Russian officials claimed was due to natural causes. And for your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a little sun expected after midday. It's currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach up to 12.5, which is in the extreme band. And that is all your news today for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Stuck laying on the floor, fighting my own internal war. I can't even call my mom, too afraid to face the guilt of where I'm from. I'm still young.